Morning show at East Coast of M. Well, this morning we came across a tweet from parent Owen McKenna. It said, has anyone's children experienced exclusion at the Kellogg's Cool Camp? Now, it's cool in the Irish word for goal. My son, who is dyspraxic, and another with ASD, were left to practice on their own for the majority of the day because, well, they weren't skilled enough to join in. And Owen is on the line. Hello to you, Owen.
Hello, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And of course, we'll be contacting Cool Camps after the show today too. But tell us what prompted the tweet.
Okay, so on Monday, I dropped my son. He's recently started hurling, which was fantastic for us because, as I said, he is severely dyspraxic, so his body and brain don't communicate. So his coordination is very poor. So he started hurling with our local hurling club, so we decided to send him to Cool Camps. Now, on Monday, we dropped him, and then on Monday evening, I heard from his mother that he wasn't very happy about it. He'd been left out. He was allowed to play some of the games at the start, but when it kind of came to the skills, he was kind of put aside, as I said, with another little boy. So, on Tuesday morning, I just mentioned it to the people who were there, and I asked them, could it be rectified? So then I decided, right, I'm an SNA myself, so I have a huge amount of SNA friends on Twitter, so I put it up just to see if anybody had experienced, and it kind of went, I don't know, it blew up from there, and I've got quite a amount of wonderful responses from people.
And obviously you think that people going for the summer, it's not about competition, it's about inclusion and everybody can have a good time. Do they have particular games that certain people, certain kids basically, can't join in because they break the rules and others get frustrated or something? What do you think happens?
Most likely they just don't have the skills to keep up with their peers. I know, like, Tiernan is 10, and he's still not able to pick up the ball with the hurley. He's not able to hit it. But he's coming on slowly, which is great. But in this Cool Camp situation, you have young trainers. I think they're from 18 to 24. They do get a high level of training from Cool Camps and GAA. And I have to say thank you to the GAA for their response. George Harrison called me on Monday.
Oh, good.
And we talked a lot about it. But I'll go through that with you later. But yeah, so when children are a little bit, don't have the skills that the majority have, they kind of do get left behind because, you know, everybody wants to move forward and everybody wants to play a match. So those without the skills kind of get left behind a little bit. So I queried that and then it all changed very quickly. So that's what happened.
Right, well, there's something positive out of it. Tell us about the GAA response to you.
Yes, so George Harrison, I think he's an ex-Sligo Gaelic football player, quite prominent. He is the head of Cool Camps for GAA, and he followed me on Twitter, and he direct messaged me and asked could he call me. So he did, and he apologized for what had happened, and he explained how big the GAA was, because I had mentioned mixed ability in the IRFU and in the FAI, where everybody's involved, everybody's taken care of, everybody's, all abilities are allowed play. Or not allowed play, but do play. And he did say that the GAA are, you know, they're focusing on that. They're not quite there yet, but they want to get there. Because they have such a huge amount of children every summer playing in the Cool Camps. You know, so it's a difficult step. And he did tell me he had contacted the Department of Education to try and include the Cool Camps with the July provision, which, in my opinion, would be an absolutely fantastic move to have SNAs working with neurodiverse children during Cool Camps.
Yeah, because why should it stop in June or something like that? You know, there's activities out there. Yeah.
Yeah, like July provision is there for neurodiverse children, but it's there for education, and I believe that's what the Department of Education had said to George, that July provision is just for education. Well, I believe that playing our national sport and being with other children is both physical education and emotional education.
These camps are not cheap either, are they?
Well, they're not cheap. No, I think we might pay, I think it's roughly about €70, including the kit. So you can imagine how many children are playing. And again, they're also sponsored by Kellogg's. So So I'm sure they're. I wouldn't know the ins and outs of the finances, but no, they're like €70 for a week, which is for an average family kind of tough. I've only got one child playing. I can imagine three families with three or four children. You know, it gets really expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be fun and, you know, interaction. I can't help thinking sometimes there's actually a turf war goes on between the different sports, that if they captured them young, they've got them for playing that sport as they get older. But maybe that's a bit cynical, I don't know. But, I mean, it's there for fun. The weather is great. You want them getting out there in the air. You want them interacting as well with the other kids. So to be excluded is not achieving that purpose.
Exactly, and that's why, like, I'm very vocal about being an SNA and having inclusivity right across the board, from schools to sports, everything that's children involved. I believe they should be involved equally, no matter what learning difficulties they have, what emotional difficulties they have. They should not be separated. You know, we live in an equal society, therefore we should show equality in our children. And this comes from, like, even in schools, I believe that SNA should be there for the emotional well-being, not just for the personal care needs of children, but the actual emotional well-being, which is, you know, I believe, much more important than the actual education of children with neurodiverse issues. So that stems into playing sports. They shouldn't be ostracized, even if it was, you know, just a young, say, 18-year-old not understanding what he had to do with children. If the GAA and Department of Education and Josephina Madigan and Norma Foley looked at July provision and allowed it to be included, or, you know, with school camps, I think you would guess the children would benefit immensely from it.
Very good, Owen. Thanks for highlighting that, and good that there's a resolution as well. And I hope the family, particularly your child, is enjoying the cool camp for the summer in this particular weather. And
he's very, very happy now.
That's great stuff. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much for taking my call. Bye bye.